And at this time, a very special interview to bring you here on KCNI KBBN Radio. It has been announced that Dylan Reynolds, Broken Bow graduate, will be the newest member of the Broken Bow Athletic Hall of Fame. And Dylan has taken time to visit with us now about that tremendous honor. Dylan, thank you very much for taking time to visit with us. How are you?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Hey, first off, congratulations on this wonderful honor. Let's start with this question. What was your first reaction when you heard that you would be inducted into the Broken Bow Athletic Hall of Fame?
I was pretty shocked, to be honest. Quite the honor. There's quite a bit of great athletes up on that wall in the hallway, so it's just a privilege to join them up there.
Before we start reminiscing a little bit, I've got to ask you this question because I know that people always like to know, okay, what are you doing now? So let's start with that. Get us caught up to date with your current personal life.
So I graduated from the University of Nebraska Medical Center with my BSN. I currently live in Arkansas. My fiance, she goes to medical school down here, and I'm working as a ICU nurse in medical surgical ICU here in town.
Well, congratulations. Sounds like life is going really well for you. All right, let's reminisce a little bit. Can we do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Listen, you were an outstanding three-sport athlete, football, basketball, and track. Was there one of those sports going through high school that you enjoyed the most?
I would have to say I enjoyed track the most. I really enjoyed long jumping and the sprints aspect of it. I wasn't a huge fan of the practice part, but it was pretty fun.
You mentioned track, so let's transition there and let's reminisce about some of the amazing accomplishments that you were able to achieve in track and field here at Broken Bow High School. 2017, I think, was the year, right, that you won the Class B long jump at state. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I want to say that your effort, I think it was 22 feet, 7.5 inches. Did that win the all-class gold that year, too?
Yeah, that distance was correct. It actually, me and a kid from Omaha North, we tied with the same exact distance. So I guess we're co-class, all-class state champions that year.
Well, listen, that's quite a jump, 22 feet, 7.5 inches. Can you just talk about that experience a little bit, maybe the jump itself, and then, I mean, just the honor of getting a gold medal at state track?
Yeah, it was starting track my freshman year is always my goal to try to become a state champion. Fell short a couple times the previous years, but didn't really quite jump the way I wanted to that week. The weather wasn't the greatest. It was kind of chilly and cold and rainy. But I was hoping to jump like I did the week before at districts when I went 23.8 1/4, which would have tied the Class B state record, but it was wind-aided, so we were unable to get that.
Now, you mentioned the jump that you went over 23.8. Talk a little bit more about that jump. When you made the jump, I mean, were you thinking, oh boy, this was a really good jump, or were you even a little bit surprised when you saw how long it was?
It felt like a good jump, but when they read it off, I was super surprised it was that far. So I had barely ever went into 23, so pushing 24 was quite a surprise that day, but it set up a good rest of the day where I ended up taking three other goals in the running event.
Let's transition to the football field, if we can, just a little bit, because I remember some great moments you had in that sport, too. And I know that one that kind of sticks out in the mind of a lot of people was when you received a kickoff and you returned it 98 yards for a touchdown. I'm pretty sure that's the school record. That had to be a thrill to know that you returned 98 yards.
Yes, that's one of the many memories that sticks in my head, too. I think that was at GICC, if I'm remembering right. Uh-huh. That was quite the thrill, that game. It of course, my teammates set me up perfectly, so I just did the easy part of running down there. It was a state record, or like tied for one, since that's the farthest you can go for a little bit. But yeah, other than that, I think it came to an end now.
Dylan, are there other memories for you competing in athletics at Broken Bow High School that kind of stick out for you?
There's a couple. I'd say district track my senior year. That one sticks out. State track throughout the years, obviously. Breaking the school record long jump, that's also one, because that was something I was trying to do forever. It took longer than I had planned. Football, there's all types of different ones. There's quite a few games throughout the years. And when you know all the all the people you play against, it kind of creates some good memories.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I guess there's really just a bunch of different ones. Can't really come up with any off my head right now, though.
Yeah, well, there were a lot of great memories. You went on to walk on at the University of Nebraska in football. Can you talk a little bit about that experience? And something I want to bring up, I believe you were named to both the Beringer and Osborne citizenship teams. That's a great honor. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, ended up on the Nebraska team. That was always a dream of mine, just like it is for most of the kids in the area. If you can play for Nebraska, it fulfilled the dream for sure. It was a great experience. Made a lot of lifelong friends on the team and just taught me a bunch of different things in life. Working hard, obviously, commitment, teamwork, just all those different things that Division I football brings out. The team, getting named for those teams, it was quite the honor. You've got to put in so many community hours and volunteering hours, which they help us do a great job of setting up different events to let us go to and help out and give back to those that are less fortunate. So it really was quite the couple years on the team, for sure.
Dylan, one final question for you. I know that when people receive an award like this, they always have a lot of people to thank who help them achieve the things that they have achieved. And I'm sure that you have a lot of those people, and I'm guessing that your family is probably right at the top of the list.
Yeah, for sure. My mom and dad, my grandparents, started young age driving me to different towns for basketball, track, and all that other stuff, and just going to all the games throughout the years. They really were quite the support system throughout those years in high school. I'd like to thank all the coaches, of course, football, basketball, track, and the community in general. One thing about Broken Bow is you really do have great community support, and you're always going to have the stands filled, which is nice as an athlete, because you don't always see that everywhere. So that sure does help the environment when playing. Also, the Booster Club, they do a great job of supporting Broken Bow Athletics, and with them, you're always going to have nicer equipment, whatever it may be, because they do a great job of helping out all the different athletics. So there's quite a few people to thank. I probably forgot a couple in the meantime, though.
Yeah. Well, hey, congratulations on the honor. It's well-deserved. You'll be inducted, I believe, February 4th, right, during the Broken Bow Ogallala basketball games?
Yep, that is correct.
All right. Well, we'll encourage people to come out and enjoy that ceremony and the presentation as you get inducted into the Hall of Fame. Dylan, thank you very much for all the memories you gave us while you competed in high school sports here in Broken Bow, and the best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you, Brett.